Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. Stay focused. Now is the best month to sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. You're going to get every single tournament play, every single game, money line spread, all the way through the final. You're going to get every play, every pick, every day of everything that's on the board, every sport, NBA, NHL, boxing, MMA, you name it. NCAA tournament, NIT, CBI, CID, all the picks are on there. You get them every day in an email format, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Don't forget, Pharrell on the Bets, my sports betting podcast on Westwood One. Episode 177 comes out tomorrow, and it's a half-hour sports betting show. What I do on there is give you the day's action and my picks. And generally what happens is everybody listens and you hear them calling the show, talking about how I hit so many bets that make your head spin. And it's just fantastic watching people get happy when I win them money. Episode 177 tomorrow. Subscribe free, by the way. You don't have to pay for it. And then how about this? You just follow on Twitter at OnTheBets, WWO. I know how hard it is for you to, you know, click subscribe free and just follow. It's got to be really rough on you. I know how busy you are, you know. At nighttime, you know, between 10 and 2 a.m. East and 7-11 West, I know you're out in the man cave snapping tubes. I know how hard it is to stay focused. Carver, hi, tell me about the latest episode of ILC Podcast.
The new episode comes out tomorrow. Big episode. Jackie Redmond from the NHL Network is on with me.
So that'll be released tomorrow. You're working on it tonight, and it'll go out tomorrow morning?
Yes, hopefully.
All right. So there you go. One other thing. I wanted to get back into the sheet of Pharrell and Integrity. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody. Here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance? Get it all at geico.com. Do they have girlfriend insurance there? Because I'm looking into that. Mafia needs girlfriend insurance. He's got a lot of girlfriends. Anyway. All right, so back to the Pharrellin sheet of integrity here. Carver High's notorious G. Shakedown of the tournament. He does these things for the what other events?
Well, we do the sheet of integrity for over-unders for the MLB and NFL.
That's right. Sheet of integrity.
We do a sheet of integrity for, I'm trying to think
what
of
about
what
Stanley
else?
Cup playoffs.
Stanley Cup playoffs, we do the sheet of integrity.
NBA playoffs.
I could do one for those, sure.
It's very important.
There's something else I'm forgetting, but we do the sheet of
integrity.
You
also do the all-time top 500 movies, the Carver
High.
That's
not written anywhere. It's all in my head.
I know, but that's theatrical excellence.
No doubt.
And then what else? Carver High's all-time beer, greatest beers.
I could come up with that, yeah.
He also has had the all-time greatest list of humans, dead or alive. He has the greatest men and women of all time on the list, dead or alive. How do you think, I just have to ask you this question, how do you feel, I don't do politics, but I got to have one political question tonight. How do you feel about the guy bashing the dead guy?
I don't even know who you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so, Mafia, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, the Trump
bashing
McCain.
President's bashing McCain.
Oh,
the guy's been
know.
In the ground for 7 months. His daughter said it best. How jealous do you have to be to talk about a guy that's been dead for 7 months?
Right, wasn't when he died, wasn't he, you know, giving him all his praise again about how great person he was, and now all of a sudden, a couple months later, he's back to just trashing the guy. It's ridiculous.
And then he said he paid for his funeral or something. He gave him a first class, the plane ride home and everything else, he said, and never got a thank you from the girl.
Because they hate you. They didn't want you even there.
Right. So
he
anyway,
hated you. He told
what do you,
you not to show up. So.
What do you think of him bashing a dead guy?
I think it's pathetic. There's so many other things you could be talking about. To go back and bash this guy who was a war hero, who did so much for this country.
Right.
Just move on with your life.
I see the North Carolina Central coach broke down crying after the game tonight.
Yeah, he was talking about how, you know, these seniors, you know, they've become like your own kids. Yeah, sure. You know, they're here for 4 or 5 years.
We'll never talk to you again.
Right.
All right, Carver High, let's go to the second round on Saturday and Sunday.
I like in the East, my...
We'll do that again. East-West. Here we go.
Yeah. In the East, for my Sweet 16, I like Duke, Mississippi State, LSU, and Michigan State.
Wait. So Duke, Mississippi State, LSU, and Michigan State, they're the four that'll make it.
That's what I... Yeah, on my sheet of integrity, with Duke playing LSU in the regional final.
Okay, so at the end of the day, Duke versus LSU in the regional final.
Correct.
And the winner goes to the Final Four.
That would be Duke, yes.
So that game is in... those are in Minneapolis, the Final Four this year, right?
Yes.
What could be worse? No offense to anyone.
In the West... For the Sweet 16, I've got Gonzaga,
right,
Florida State,
right,
Texas Tech,
right,
and Michigan.
That's a very strong effort right there. And then of those games, Michigan, Texas Tech, who wins?
Texas Tech.
Wow. And then Gonzaga, Florida State, who wins?
Gonzaga.
So Gonzaga,
a rematch
Texas
of
Tech.
Last year where Florida State beat Gonzaga in the Sweet 16.
Florida State beat Gonzaga. All right, so who wins, Gonzaga or Texas Tech?
I've got Texas Tech in the Final Four.
Whoa, so you're going Duke, Texas Tech.
Yes, in the Final Four. I like those two teams.
Right. Pharrell and Sheet of Integrity. Now let's go over to the South region.
In the South, in the Sweet 16, I've got Virginia.
Right.
Oregon.
Right.
Villanova.
Right.
And Cincinnati.
Cincinnati to upset Tennessee.
In Columbus, that's right.
And you also said that that is not an upset.
Considering that they have to go and play what's virtually going to be a home game for Cincinnati, I don't believe so.
Same, almost identical record. So after that, who wins?
I like Oregon and Villanova in the regional final.
Oregon and Villanova. So you have Oregon ousting Virginia.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't think they can beat
Followed by Villanova going to the Final Four. It's not as strong.
So you have Oregon, Nova in the regional final.
Yes, with Nova winning.
With Nova going back to the Final Four.
Not as strong as teams in the past. I just feel like they're getting a break with this draw. I think that St. Mary's going across the entire country to play a game in Hartford against Villanova, which is going to be like a home game for them. That place is going to be filled with Villanova fans tomorrow. And then getting a possible upset even if Purdue beats Old Dominion, I think Villanova could beat them. Cincinnati beating Tennessee is an upset for them if Virginia gets picked. I just think things are going to work out well for Villanova to get to the Final Four.
All right, let's go to the Midwest in the Pharrell and Sheet of Integrity. Carver High's
final
picks.
Final region, Sweet 16, North Carolina and Auburn.
Right.
Iowa State and Kentucky.
Wow.
With Auburn and Kentucky playing in the regional final.
So Auburn will beat North Carolina.
I think if they shoot the three the way that they can, I think they could slow North Carolina down. Get luck. They need to get hot. Listen, if you're going to beat a team like that, you got to be lights out from three. And I think Auburn
So
can
you
do
think
that.
Auburn shoots the three better than North Carolina or plays better than North Carolina?
I'm just saying if they're hitting their threes that night, they can beat them.
Okay. And then you're picking Kentucky?
Yes, Kentucky
over Iowa State.
Yes.
So then who wins the
Kentucky Auburn in the regional final?
Auburn Kentucky.
I like Kentucky to beat Auburn. They've beaten them a couple times this year. They seem to have
so
their
your
number.
So your Final Four is Kentucky, Villanova, Duke, and Texas Tech.
Correct.
It's a strong Final Four.
With, of course, I have Duke winning the whole
Mafia,
thing.
Mafia, do you have a Sheet of Integrity? Do you have a Final Four calling for me tonight?
Of course. I have everything written down, but my Final Four is Duke, Gonzaga, Tennessee, and Houston.
Houston.
I like the way their draw is going to work out. I think they can get in there.
So you think Houston will beat Iowa State? Or?
I think Houston's going to beat they're going to beat Iowa State, then they're going to beat Seton Hall, and then they're going to beat North Carolina.
All right. So you think Houston can beat North Carolina?
I think they can. I think that team is being underrated because of the conference they play in. But they're fast. They can score. They're a good team.
All right. I guess, I haven't done all that. All I've done is Thursday and Friday plays. That's it. I've done every game Thursday and Friday. I've not done one game beyond that. But if I were to guess, I've said from the beginning, I think the game that makes the most sense to me is Duke, North Carolina for a fourth time. I hate to say it. But I don't even think it's beyond the realm of possibility. I think it could very well happen. I think it actually has the best odds of happening. Could you see that happening again?
I could absolutely see it. No question.
I don't think North Carolina will lose to Iona or Utah State, Washington or Auburn. I don't think, you know, New Mexico State couldn't beat them. And Kansas and Northeastern aren't beating them either because I think Kansas is down. But don't be surprised if Kansas goes on a run because Bill Self and Kansas always in it.
No, they're not always. They always lose when it matters.
Right.
Here's where North Carolina.
They always lose.
They always lose when it matters. North Carolina.
Except when they win titles.
Okay, they won one. Just one. And I get it. You don't take it away from them. But they could thank Memphis for missing about 600 free throws that night in that game. But that, hey, they won it fair and square, all to them.
Right.
But since then, they've been nothing in the tournament.
Right.
Now, I think North Carolina's got two teams that could be a problem for them, Auburn and Kentucky. I think they beat anybody else in this region without a problem. You know, those are the two teams that I think can give them an issue. That's it.
So, and you said, you both said you think Buffalo rolls Arizona State.
I do think that.
I do not. And I think you, Arizona State
wins
that
like
game.
You like Arizona State.
I like them.
You like them outright.
I like them outright.
And then the Duke game is 27.5. Do you think Duke covers 27? It's 27. You can lay 27. Do you think they'll cover
27
against North Dakota State?
Yes.
I'm going to take the 27.5. Duke will win easily, but they don't usually blow a lot of teams out. I'm going to take them to get covered upon. North Dakota State's going to get the cover. They're going to lose probably by 20, but I don't think they're going to run up to 30, 35 points.
Wow.
I think they'll get a huge lead, and then he'll pull those guys out and rest them, you know, halfway through the second half.
And you think Buffalo's going to roll Arizona State and cover the 6.5?
If Arizona State plays like they did tonight, Buffalo's going to roll them.
Fair enough. And you think Arizona State's going to win outright?
I think they're going to win outright. I think Buffalo struggled a lot in that conference when they didn't need to. They should have blown those teams out.
All right. This is incredible, these developments. Absolutely incredible.
But I do think you got a chance for a lot of double digits upsets the next 2 days.
Okay, just so
the thing, too, is don't forget, we were talking about last night with the trends. How many times that the team that wins this, you know, this matchup in the first four, usually the Tuesday night games, they go and get slaughtered. The Wednesday night game where it's the higher seeds, where it's not the 16,
right?
They usually go and win the next game.
So you're suggesting Arizona State will win because of the trends of the past.
I think that favors into it. I think I'm not big on Buffalo either way, but
right.
I think the trends help them out,
all
too.
Right. Cincinnati and Iowa is the first game on Friday at 12:15 Eastern. Cincinnati's laying 3.5. Do you think they'll win and cover, Mafia, against Iowa?
Yeah, Cincinnati's going to win. They got that help of being at home. I think that's going to work in their favor. And since it's only 3.5, I'll say they cover as well.
And Carver High, who do you like in that one?
I love that Cincinnati has an advantage playing in Columbus. They're going to win both their games.
Okay, so I, as you know, you've given me all these picks already, so I know that you've given them to me already, but I'm just rehashing like the Friday games so that we can give people an idea of what we're doing here. I have Cincinnati on the money line to win and lay in the 3.5. Ole Miss is taking on Oklahoma, the 8-9 in Columbia, South Carolina. It's almost like a home game for Ole Miss, isn't it? They drive, you know, a few hours over to Columbia. It's literally like it's a hop, skip, and a jump. It's a road game for Oklahoma. If you ask me, a home game for Ole Miss. They're gonna have a big presence there. Ole Miss laying one. I don't have a problem with that. I like Ole Miss. I'm willing to lay one.
I think we've talked a lot about how the Big 12. Maybe wasn't as strong this year. You've said it a lot with Kansas not winning it.
Right.
I think the SEC was stronger than usual this year. So when I look at it that way, along with a couple of the matchups, a couple of the teams that these two teams have beaten, I like Ole Miss to win this game.
Mafia, Ole Miss or Oklahoma?
I'm an Ole Miss. I don't like Oklahoma at all. If I remember off the top of my head, I think they're one of those teams that didn't even have a 500 record in their own conference. I don't think they deserve to be there. I just think it's a weak field. They're going to lose.
Northern Kentucky and Texas Tech at 1:30 Eastern in Tulsa. I'm on Texas Tech here, and I'm laying 13.5. It's my number two play. Go ahead. Who do you like?
I got to lay it, too. I'm on Texas Tech the whole way.
What do you think, Muff?
I feel the same way.
All right. K-State hosting Irvine at 2 Eastern in San Jose. Irvine is a SoCal team, obviously, going to Northern Cali to take on Kansas State. They'll have a big fan following there. Can the Anteaters do it? They're getting 4.5. That line is very close. K-State or Irvine, Carver High?
I'm on Irvine. I think they win outright, play them on the money line. Wade not playing for K-State is huge. I think they get it done.
Mafia.
I think everybody's jumping on Irvine because of that, because of being close to home, because of Wade being out. I'm not. I'm on K-State. I think that line is fishy because of how it's dropped down because of that injury. They're just a better team. They played great in the Big 12 all year. I think they're going to be able to do enough to beat Irvine.
Yeah, I like K-State to win the game, but I'm taking Irvine. I got him at 5. We'll come back and look at the rest of the games on Friday. Take your calls about any game Thursday or Friday. Why are you in bed? Why are you not talking to me right now about the NCAA tournament? You're embarrassing. Talk about D'Lo. Talk about Harden's last few games. He had 57 tonight. I got an NBA draft look of these first-round predictions entering March Madness. More talk on Mookie Betts. Ichiro, did you see him last night in Tokyo playing? They're playing again tonight, right, in the morning at like 5:30 in the morning east, I think. I got up at like 8 in the morning, and they were in like the 8th inning. That game counted, too. It was like a regular season game, I think. And how about Yankees? Lee Mazzilli was at the – apparently, at he was a guest instructor, got drilled with a foul ball in the head. Is he all right? I hope so. And then more news. Carver, I loves the movies. I got a breaking story about Bill and Ted.
Big news. Huge news.
This is huge. All right, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Carver High going through his sheet of integrity, and Mafia said, screw that, I'm betting. He's like, yeah, that's great, you got your little sheet. Because Mafia doesn't take any crap from anybody, 6'5", 240. He's like, I bet heavily, okay? You can have your sheets and your little squares, your little contests, your little tournaments. Mafia's all about in-game and action.
I went and printed out all the lines so I could figure out which games I want to bet for tomorrow.
All right, so here's where we're at. Colgate in Tennessee is at 245 Eastern, Carver High. Tennessee's laying 17.5.
I'm willing to lay all that.
I am, too.
I'm on that as well. Tennessee's going to be
there. How about this story? The kid that was left behind in New York at the airport hits the game-winning shot to beat Tennessee.
We've heard some reports that a couple of the news outlets that picked that up apparently were duped.
It was all fake.
Really?
It's not real.
That's what I'm starting to see. What happens is one picks it up, and then another picks it up, and then another picks it up, and then everybody thinks it's a real deal.
So Colgate is saying it never happened.
It looks like that this is all just a...
A ruse.
A ruse, you should say. It did seem pretty...
Shenanigans.
You know, but you could get away... It was believable because it was Colgate.
Evil shenanigans.
It was believable because it was Colgate.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are... cruel and tragic,
which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
Tennessee or Colgate Mafia, who you taking there?
Tennessee, huge.
Gardner Webb and Virginia Mafia, and Virginia's laying 22 and a hook.
I'm going to take Virginia to win. I think Gardner Webb's going to cover, though. Virginia doesn't blow people out.
Whoa. They don't blow people out. I've seen them win by 30 several times.
They lost to a 16 seed last year. They're going to blow this one out. Give me them by 40.
Oh, yeah, Virginia by 40. I'm with you. I think they'll kill him. Arizona State and Buffalo, we've already done that one. Oregon and Wisconsin, we've kind of done this one as well. You're on Oregon, right?
I am
Carver?
On Oregon, the Ducks.
Okay, so they're getting two. Oregon plus two. Mafia, Wisconsin, or Oregon?
I'm taking Wisconsin to win that game. I think people are high on Oregon because they're running the Pac-12 tournament, and it's going to come crashing down.
I'm going Oregon and taking the two. Here we go. Washington and Utah State. This is going to be a hell of a game. I'm on Washington to win, and I'm taking the 3. Carver High. Washington and Utah State.
I've been back and forth on this one, but I'm going to go with Utah State.
All right, the Aggies, Mafia.
I'm going that way at all as well. I think Utah State's going to win and cover that 3.
All right, and then North Dakota State, Duke, we've done this one. I believe Mafia said he was taking North Dakota State in the points, but Duke to win, and you're going Duke and Lang?
I will lay it.
Yeah, me too. I'm going Duke and laying. Georgia State and Houston. I'm on Houston, and I'm laying 12. What do you think there? Houston and Georgia State. And trust me when I tell you that Georgia State can shoot threes.
Yeah, well, they didn't do it in that tournament. I know they won it and everything,
right,
but their offense looked horrible. I think that they're going to get run out of the gym by Houston.
Mafia?
I'm the same way. I think Houston's going to kill them.
All right, Mississippi State and Liberty, Mafia. Liberty getting a 7. It's now down to 6.5. Some people jumped on it.
That one, I like Liberty. I'm going to take them to win and pull the upset. They're going to be an upset for me.
Whoa.
I was back and forth on this one a lot. I've got a lot of double-digit seeds winning outright in the sheet, but I'm kind of flipped back today, and I went to Mississippi State. I like him to cover as well.
All right, so Mississippi State and minus... 6.5. I have Mississippi State to win, Liberty plus 7. I'm going to middle it. Iona and North Carolina. North Carolina laying 23.5. I took North Carolina to win, and Iona plus 24 and a hook.
I'm with you. You've talked me into that one. I think North Carolina's going to win, but Iona can put up some points. I think they're going to get in that 20-point range.
And that's where Iona's going to run into their problem. Iona likes to push pace and run. That ain't going to work when you're playing a team that's the best at pushing pace and running. They're going to get run out of there.
All right. UCF and VCU. UCF is laying one. I took VCU and the point.
I like UCF to win outright.
Wow.
I'm on UCF as well.
Whoa. Well, screw both of you. And then two left, Ohio State and Iowa State. I think you're on Iowa State, Carver High.
I am.
And it's 5.5. I got Iowa State to win, Ohio State plus 6. Who do you like, Mafia?
I'm absolutely on Iowa State. Ohio State doesn't even deserve to be there.
And St. Louis, Vatek. Vatek laying 10.5. I took Vatek to win, and I took St. Louis with the 10.5, the Billikens.
I was back and forth on this one as well. I wanted to take St. Louis to win the game outright. I will absolutely take them with the points.
I'm middle in that as well.
All right, there you go. Tommy in Ohio, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Tommy.
Hi, Scotty.
Hey, buddy.
I was just wondering, the Anteaters, I got them on my Sweet 16. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't believe that they'll make the Sweet 16. I think they're – I love the team. I like rooting for them. I like watching them play. I think they're a very interesting team going into the tournament. But I'm not taking them. I took them to cover the spread in that game. I can't seem to find it right now to save my ass. But I took them. I'm pretty sure I took them. Right, Mafia? I took them on the spread, Irvine. I just can't find the game, so I'm not going to sit here and look for it all night. There you go. They're losing. I took them to lose, but to cover. Fair enough.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so it looks as though Carver High is very excited. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, is that what it is? Will return in Bill and Ted Face the Music. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter have announced the return since the 91 Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Of course, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. So it appears that they're having another movie, number 3. Are you excited about this, Carver High? Does Bill and Ted's make the list of top 500 Carver High films of all time?
I mean, not really. They're fun movies. You know, they're definitely good for a laugh. I enjoyed them back in the 90s. I think it's pretty cool that they're coming back and doing it. I watched a little 30-second trailer that they did today. A trailer, you know, 30-second, like, hype vid that they did. And
was it good?
It was funny. Yeah, those two guys, you could tell that they're, you know, 30 years older.
Right.
So, should be fun next summer.
John Calipari says he wants to retire at Lexington, at Kentucky. He says his plan is to stay there and retire there. And he says that they want him to as well. They've talked openly about it.
Well, why wouldn't that? Why wouldn't he? He's done the NBA thing. It didn't work out for him. What other college job would he go to that's bigger than the one he has?
There is none.
He is the king of the castle at Kentucky. He has no reason to go anywhere else. He knows what the NBA is about. He's done it. He gets the best kids every year. Might as well stay there.
And they win.
And here's the cherry on top. He makes piles of cash. So he's doing just fine.
Yeah. But do you think they'd turn on him if they had a bad season?
Like, I think that he's built up enough credit that it would take more than a bad season.
Two bad seasons.
Is he all of a sudden going to stop being able to recruit the best players?
I don't think so. What did you think of D'Angelo Russell's performance the other night in that game?
Unbelievable.
Down 27 or whatever, and they won?
Tremendous job by him. He's really – it took him a couple years in the league, but he has definitely – bursted to the forefront this year in terms of being a big-time player in this league.
The Beard drops his second 50-point game against the Grizzlies. It didn't matter. Mike Conley had 35, and the Grizzlies won the game. But what do you think of Harden and these 50-point games? He had previously scored 57 against the Grizzlies on January 14th. He's the third player to record multiple 50-point games against one opponent in a season over the last 30 years, joining Kobe and MJ. It was also his seventh 50-point game of the season and the second player in NBA history to record a 50-point game in 5 straight months, joining Wilt Chamberlain. It really is incredible. Johnny Football was at the game tonight. He signed on with the Memphis Express of the Alliance.
Is he going to play or?
He attended the game. I don't know if he's going to play. But now he's had his, like, how many football jobs is that now?
That'll get me to maybe tune into another one of their games.
So do you think he'll last in this league?
I stopped watching it after that one night that we talked about early in the season.
I never watched one.
I have no idea what's been going on there, but I'll tune back in if I know he's going to start.
Do you think people are actually watching that league?
I find it hard to believe.
Yeah, I don't watch any of it ever. I really don't. There you go. James Harden just continuing to do it. He has dropped 30 points, 30-plus on every team this season. I mean, listen to these games. They're crazy. Brooklyn, 58 he had. The Lakers, 50. Memphis, 57. Again tonight. Washington, 54. I mean, this guy, how about 61 against the Knicks? I mean, it is crazy. 58 against Brooklyn, 61 against the Knicks. I mean, this guy is absolutely unbelievable, isn't he? I mean, honestly. Whether you like him or not, you have to respect that or appreciate it or something. Aaron in Green Bay, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I got a question about my bracket.
All right.
So this year for our fantasy draft order, we're using the how we do in the NCAA bracket to decide that.
Right.
And I have to pick a 5 seed to win it all. So being from Wisconsin, you'd think it'd be good having the 2 Wisconsin teams as a 5 seed, but I just can't really pick.
So what is it? Is it Marquette and Wisconsin?
Yeah.
And Auburn.
But I'm liking Auburn's chances better than those guys.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, and what's the fourth one?
Mississippi State.
I don't like them at all.
Yeah.
I would say I'd say Auburn and Marquette are the two that I would choose.
That could go the farthest.
Yeah, I don't think. Auburn looked really good against Tennessee. I don't know if they can do that for 6 games. So you're talking about getting through 2 games to get to the Sweet 16, right? So
yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, I think they can both do that. I think Auburn and Marquette can both do that. Marquette's, aren't they playing Murray State? They're going to have their hands full. But you got 2 guys that score tons of points. Morant and this kid for Marquette, they both score 25 points a game. They're incredible. So they got two great scorers. I think you'll like watching both of them. But whatever, those are the two teams that I would say have the best shot. He said he's in this game where he has forced to pick a 5 seed.
Would go the furthest,
well,
I guess.
Go.
I would definitely pick Auburn out of that scenario.
Right.
But Mississippi State, listen, if they get through Liberty,
right,
you know, then Virginia Tech, that's a team they could beat.
Do you feel Bruce Pearl will live through the first 2 rounds?
No.
That he could actually drop dead coaching in the first round.
I think he'll be fine. I think he's going to have a nice.
There is no way that you can tell me. There's no way you can tell me that that guy is not at risk with his health on the sideline. I've never seen anyone. Bob Knight never even turned those colors because he just cussed a lot and screamed and got intimidating and scary. This guy just does it nonstop. Like Bob Knight picked his spots to get mad. You understand? This guy's stressed out the whole game. I mean, he's a minute into the game. He looks like he's going to drop dead, screaming and yelling. The first whistle of the game, he deserves a tech. He's screaming at everybody. I love watching him, though. I got to tell you, I'm enamored with his temper. I can't get enough of watching that guy melt down. Dan in Florida.
For all my man, I got a couple picks. I want to know your opinion.
Yeah.
I like Cincinnati. I like Ole Miss. And I like Auburn to go to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, we've been talking about Auburn here for a few minutes. Let's not get carried away. Everybody's acting like Auburn's going to the Elite Eight and the Final Four in a national championship game. It's just not happening, folks. They're not that good. Okay? Calm down. And what was Cincinnati was his other one? I think they're a good team for sure. And you know, I know that what is the big rumor that they're going to play Tennessee and Columbus for the big game to move on. I that's to go to the Sweet 16, right? I think Tennessee will beat them. So we'll see. Yeah, I'm not sold on them. I think they're both really good teams. I think, you know, I've seen Auburn beat Tennessee. I've seen Tennessee beat anybody. You know, I think, you know, Virginia, Tennessee, these teams, Gonzaga, Duke, North Carolina, Michigan State can beat anybody. I think Michigan can beat anybody. But, you know, they seem to find a way to, like what I saw, Michigan, they melted down against Michigan State. They had that game won, and they blew it. And that kind of bothered me, if you ask me, watching them. I didn't like the way Beeline's team played in the last 3 minutes. So Zion Williams, Williamson's still the number one. Zion TV, Zion will be the number one pick. That's automatic. Ja Morant is allegedly going to be the number two pick in the NBA draft. R.J. Barrett of Duke, three. He would be allegedly. So they think it's Knicks, Suns, Cavs. Well, I'll believe that when I see it. Bulls, four would be Jarrett Culver out of Texas Tech, the shooting guard. Five, Atlanta would be DeAndre Hunter out of Virginia. The guy's a really good baller. Memphis, Kobe White at North Carolina. That's the dude with the big afro. He's rocking that sweet reggae, dude. I love his hairdo. He's got the best hair in the tournament. Freshman. He's going to go pro already. 1 year, one and done. Atlanta, via the Mavericks, Jackson Hayes at Texas, the center. Washington, Cam Reddish at Duke at number eight. Pelicans would be nine. Bol Bol out of Oregon. He's been injured. He's not playing in the tournament. He's got like a foot injury. 10 would be the Lakers and Hachimura, the good player from Gonzaga, the power forward junior out of Gonzaga. There you go, in terms of the top 10 possibilities of the alleged NBA draft. Betts, Mookie Betts, that is, content to wait for free agency and a longer deal. It's true. I guess he admitted, right, that he turned down that 8-year, $200 million extension?
Yes.
So he said he's willing to wait and chill out. That's exactly what I expect, he said after Trout's deal became known. Didn't expect anything to happen until I'm a free agent. So it's just one of those things where you go out and play. Can't worry about the economics of the game right now. They have to take care of what they have to take care of. I'm going to take care of what I have to take care of. But the common thing is to win a World Series, and I think that's definitely what we both want to do. You just want it, so who cares, right? I mean, once you already get it done, now it's all about money, isn't it? Would you agree with that once you win the ring and get it and an MVP that at this point now it's about staying healthy and getting the money, getting the deal, getting the big deal? That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's the next step.
That's all that matters to him now. Now that he's got an MVP and a ring, he's got a championship and everything. Do you think Ichiro will retire like in the middle of this game tomorrow morning?
Can you believe that they even – like? We didn't even know this game was coming. I mean, I knew they were playing these opening games in
Japan.
Did you
even know that they counted?
I knew that they counted, but I didn't even know they were happening. Like, I didn't know that yesterday morning and this morning was when it was happening.
Why would
they
do that on the 20th of March and not,
like,
right?
Because they can't do it when it's opening week, because then the teams have to come back. They need a few days off.
So, but both of those games counted.
I'm saying we sat here the last couple nights. Did we know that the A's and Mariners were playing?
No.
We knew that they were playing there, but we didn't know it was this week.
Right.
Baseball's been on the back burner.
So did you see Lee Mazzilli got plunked in the head with a foul ball or something? Struck in the head by a ball in batting practice. Was
taken
to
the field.
Taken to a hospital. Stay off the field. Get him out of there. Send him to the hospital. Send him to the end of the line. Lick it. So there you go. What a night. Arizona State humiliates St. John's. That was ugly. That game was so ugly. There you go. The Jets, you got Trevor Siemian. I'm sure you're excited, Mafia. There's your backup.
Who cares? Hope he never sees the field.
Mafia just wants Sam Darnold to throw deep, and then when he's not throwing vertical, give the ball to Le'Veon Bell, who will, after every single carry in the huddle, tell a story about playing with the Steelers.
Or drop a freestyle.
Or miss big games. So when the Jets make the AFC Championship game, he'll be holding his onions on the sideline. There you go. So they threw Smart out for shoving JoJo Embiid to the ground. That's what happened there. And do you think the meeting with Kyler Murray, they told him that they were drafting him number one, Arizona, or do you think they leave him in the dark? Do you think they tell these kids they're taking him number one prior?
Yes.
He already knows.
I think he knows.
So they're like, we just need you to go on the record, lie through the entire thing and pretend like you have no idea, and then when you're drafted, act surprised? Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, I think that happens sometimes. I don't know about all the time. But
so,
sometimes.
Carver High, what are you doing tomorrow at 12 o'clock? Are you going to start just banging games?
Yeah, I'm going to try get them all on, watch as much as I can. I obviously have Olivia. Hopefully she goes down for a nap, and then I watch as much as I can before I come here. That's about it. Try to get in as many games.
Will Olivia watch basketball with you?
Yeah, if I give her something to do, maybe I'll give her the iPad with something else on, and I'll have the two.
Does she have any interest in the basketball?
Oh, zero. She doesn't have interest in any of that.
What about you, Mafia? Will you be watching basketball tomorrow, or will you be doing other things?
I'll be watching basketball. My girlfriend's off, and she's like, oh, what are we going to do Thursday? I'm like, I'm not doing anything Thursday. Come noon. I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm watching basketball.
All day?
All day.
So all day, all night, you're watching basketball.
Except for that two-hour window where they had the break.
All right, so check out episode 177 of Pharrell and the Bets tomorrow on iTunes and WestwoodOnePodcast.com. And subscribe free and follow on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO. PharrellandTheBench.com for everything else, picks-wise, and my rank plays and everything else. Sign up. It's a great month of action. You'll love it. For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. See you tomorrow night at 10. Good night.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.